Or consider the English word. Coming from Latin rapere, its oldest sense involves neither sex nor bodily harm. It means to take something by force, as in the adjective rapacious. This represents the attitude of many centuries in which rape was considered a property crime against a husband or father, robbing them of a woman's virginity or chastity, which were the father's to give away to a spouse. It was not something done to the woman herself. Fortunately, feminists long ago succeeded in placing the woman's experience at the heart of the matter. But rape is now such a powerful and painful word that English speakers have developed a hazier vocabulary to talk about and around it instead. Sexual assault rose in prominence in the 1970s. Its adoption reflected the fact that there were many ways to commit and experience traumatic sexual violence. The kind that could rob a woman of her virginity was only one, and need not always be privileged over others. Numerous American states and Canada, for example, no longer have a crime called rape on the statute books, but rather varying degrees of sexual assault. The breadth of the label sexual assault has its uses. For example, when statisticians want to aggregate different offences, it can convey the sense of violation that comes with all its manifestations. It gives women who have suffered different kinds of harms an umbrella of solidarity. Finally, victims who use sexual assault may themselves not want to be more specific.